Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting hundreds are dead at the Hajj. A stampede in Saudi Arabia killed at least 717 people Thursday and injured more than 800. Video from the scene showed bodies strewn across the ground in Mina, 5 kilometers east of Mecca. Muslims visit the site to throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in a final ritual before beginning the Eid al-Adha holiday. A Congo-Brazzaville opposition leader says people will take to the streets on Sunday to protest President Denis Sassou Nguesso's decision to seek a third term. Guy Kinfusia Romain, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said people will take a page from Burkina Faso's demonstrations against their president's bid for a third time. Meanwhile, life is getting back to normal in Burkina Faso. Emily Yab reports.
Army tanks and policemen are less visible in the streets of Ouagadougou a day after coup leaders from the presidential guard handed power back to the transitional civilian government. Some banks are open for the first time in days, as are shops in the market. Most petrol stations are still closed but are due to reopen Friday. Fuel shortages led street vendors to increase gas prices by 50% this week. The main city square is still blocked off, so Muslims wishing to celebrate Eid al-Adha Thursday had to go to the municipal stadium to pray. Emily Yap, Ouagadougou.
Pope Francis called on the U.S. Congress and the American people to set aside divisions and to renew what he called a spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The Roman Catholic leader is the first pope to address Congress. He was warmly applauded throughout his 50-minute speech. This is VOA News. U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. The organization released a report Thursday detailing accounts from people who had been interned at the Gikondo Transit Center. It says it found that Rwandan authorities are unlawfully detaining such people as prostitutes, street vendors, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals as a means of keeping undesirable elements off the street. Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Washington Thursday for talks with President Barack Obama. The two leaders are expected to discuss a number of difficult issues, including cyber attacks, human rights, and economics. The European Union's Mediterranean naval operations will begin a second phase of an operation against migrant traffickers October 7th. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini announced the decision in Rome, saying that the assets are ready. The European Union urged its 28 member countries Thursday to start their own investigations into Volkswagen's fake emissions tests. Germany's transport minister has announced that the automaker has admitted it falsified results in Europe, just as it did in the United States. Transport Minister Alexander Dobrindt said it is not known how many of the 11 million diesel vehicles affected by the bogus tests worldwide were sold to European customers. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has criticized Washington over its support of Syrian Kurdish fighters in the People's Protection Units. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Ankara and Washington could be on a collision course over the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG. U.S. State Department spokesperson John Kirby praised the YPG earlier this week, saying it has a proven track record in fighting the Islamic State and that the United States will continue to work with the group. President Erdogan on Thursday slammed the comments.
Bu yanlış.
He said he believes the U.S. will reevaluate what he called this wrong view. Erdogan said Turkey sees the Islamic State as a terrorist organization. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital on Thursday, killing at least 25 people. The targets had been attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday at a mosque run by a Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. Colombia's president and the leader of the FARC rebel unit have reached a breakthrough in peace talks. Those talks were aimed at ending more than 50 years of bloodshed in one of the world's longest running wars. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.